Blog Talk Radio.
Of God House Deliverance Pentecostal Ministry, Inc.
incorporated in the northern sector, peninsula sector of California. And I just would like for you, if you will, I guess I'll go ahead before we do our prayer. We'll go ahead and I will I'll give you those numbers on the monitor. The guest call-in numbers is 646-200-3074. That's 646-200-3074. The second number is 877-598-8654. 877-598-8654. And I'm coming to you tonight about 30 minutes delayed because, as I first stated earlier, I was talking with one of my sisters and we kind of got happy. You know, we always get happy when we're talking about the Lord. And so I know my time was pretty much up on me, so I just decided to go ahead and bump it on up to 9 o'clock. And so here I am before you again tonight. And so we are going to go into prayer as we have implemented before the start of our program. We will be implementing prayer. So you that will, that is out there in our radio digital audience, if you will, and I pray that you will, bow your heads with me as we go in prayer. Father God, we come with grateful hearts of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for enabling us to gather in unity once again around this spectrum, coming together as pilgrims through this barren land. We're asking you to anoint these lips of clay, to bring a rhema word to those that may or may not know you in the pardons of their sins. Grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom, hallelujah, to them that are hurting deep within their souls. And in Jesus' matchless name, we pray, and we shall all say amen and amen. And like I first stated, we have those numbers allocated there for you. They are free of charge. And if we have said anything that has been an inspiration to you in your daily walk and pursuit of holiness with the Lord, we would be just delighted to hear from you. We welcome your comments. We welcome your call into the station. And so I know that I have a lot to try to cover in just a short amount of time tonight. But our theme on tonight is, if you don't know me by now. I'd like to say that one more time. If you don't know me by now. And I gear that theme against the children of Israel. I mean, that, you know, that was just disobedient. And they didn't have any trust and any faith in God. And so we're going to ponder on that theme, if you don't know me by now. And I would just like to say that God sees and God cares and he works in our circumstances. He gives you and me every reason to dwell in contentment, not resentment. So I'm happy in Jesus. How about you? Out there in our listening digital audience, how many of you can say without a shadow of a doubt that you are happy in Jesus? I can declare tonight that I am one of them. And we're not going to go into any further ado because, like I said, I have a lot to cover on tonight. And so I want to bring you some encouragement as well as, you know, those that your faith might not be where it should be, but I hope that after this program is over tonight that you would have gained a little bit more faith than you had before. And so we're going to go into some of our readings that we're going to start with tonight. And I would just like to say that we see that in Exodus, declared how God delivered the belligerent Hebrews from Egyptian bondage. All right, and so we see that in Numbers, Israel desired their previous slavery and not the future freedom. How could they be so backwards, especially after they witnessed God's repeated actions for them? In short, the root of their continued problem in the wilderness was their lack of faith. The situation seemed hopeless. And when life offered no guarantee except death, pressure pushed Israel to the edge of their reason and faith. Their blindness to God's power caused them to wail. Would God that we had died in the land of Egypt, were they remarks. And wherefore had the Lord brought us unto this land to fall by the sword, verse 2-3. Rather than showing faith, they argued fruitlessly. Israel's anxiety over their difficulties created the powerful illusion that their past was preferable to their future. Now, I know that there might be those of you that are out there in our listening audience. You might think that, you know, your circumstances is not going to get any better. And why, you know, why put any faith in your belief in the Word of God when you have suffered so many turmoils and so many difficulties, so many setbacks? But I want to encourage your heart on tonight that God can bring you out of any circumstances that you might be facing on today. There is no problem that's too huge or too difficult for God to solve. For God is the problem solver. And you can just bring all of your burdens and place them at the feet of God. So we find that, hallelujah, that Israel's anxiety over their difficulties created the powerful illusion that their past was preferable to their future. They lost focus at the worst possible time until Moses pointed them in a different direction. We see that the Lord will bring us into the land and give it us, verse 8. And we find that the key to the survival of our generation is to avoid the temptation to look back at the past and remember how God has delivered us and promised us a future with Him, regardless of all others' uncertainty. So it doesn't matter how many setbacks that you've had, how many failures, how many shortcomings that you have had. I come to alert and I come to encourage your heart, to inspire your mind on tonight. It doesn't matter how many circumstances that you have come through or about, I'm here to let you know that God can bring you new horizons. God can bring you onto places unknown that you wouldn't even imagine in your wildest dreams. You wouldn't imagine God to bring you. You know, you can be broken, busted, and disgusted and can't be trusted today. But honey, I'll let you know that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning light. You can be broke today and rich beyond compare on tomorrow. Rich beyond compare in the next moment, in the next minute, in the next second, in the next hour. Because we find out that we serve a right now God. We serve a God of any circumstance. We serve a God that can do anything. But we come to the realization that there is one, absolutely one thing that our God just can't, just won't do. And that is fail. There is no failing in God. Secondly, God cannot lie, will not lie. God have not lied to us. In everything, God has not lied. God has stand firm on his word. And you know, I first stated on the other evening that some of us as Christians feel like that when you are ministering the word of God to those that will have an ear to listen, that you have to explain yourself. You have to explain God's truth. But I want you to know that when you are ministering the divine word of truth, you don't have to have any amens in amen corner, because God's word stands on its own. God's word stands on its own merit, and it don't need no amens. It doesn't need any brownie points, because God's word is sure. Before one jot, J-O-T, of God's word come back void, heaven and earth shall pass away. Heaven and earth shall pass clean on off of his foundation. And we know without a shadow of a doubt that God's word is true. And we can stand on the assurance of God's word. God's word is true. God's word is guaranteed. And I would sell your money back, because you won't get any money back, because God's word is sure. You can find safety in the truth of Jesus' words. Because over 2,000 light years ago, Jesus left us a book to believe in. And that book that Jesus Christ left us was the good news. The good news of Jesus Christ. It's called the B-I-B-L-E, the Biblical Instruments Before Leaving Earth. These are our essential tools for everyday living. These are our essential tools for living a victorious and Christian lifestyle before men's and women's and boys and girls that we pass by each and every day of our lives, in our workplace, going and coming in the airports, in our jogging area, in our homes, in the shopping center, in the grocery aisle. We can witness to people, and we can be assured that when we deliver the divine word of God, that is the truth of Jesus. And so I just would like you to know that you don't have to doubt God. But I'll tell you one thing. We got to trust Jesus. We got to trust him, saints of God, and you that are out there in our listening digital audience. We will have to trust Jesus. Trust him and take him at his word. When we can't trace him, we got to trust his word. Take him at his word, because his word is face value. Hallelujah. So we will keep on reading. So we find out, hallelujah, that God delivered and promised us a future with him, regardless of all other uncertainties. Spiritual weakness and rebellious surround God's fearing people. We find out that this generation needs to hear that God is able to take us through the desert of drug abuse, increase in immortality, and rise in violence. More than ever, people under the need, hallelujah, under the fire need to keep faith in God. More than ever, believers need to embrace God when circumstances look bleak. I find out that as a girl, I was taught that when all else failed, faith and adherence to God's truth would sustain me. And I was also told that God never fails. And I would just like to submit this prayer on tonight. God, when we see through eyes of fear and self-hatred, we are weak. Help us escape anxieties of the past and deliver this generation to spiritual maturity, faith in your word, and a will to succeed. Come into our lives, for only you can shape our adequate response. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And so we find out, hallelujah, that hallelujah, that Moses went about doing as God has instructed him to do. And so we find out that Aaron had a rod that budded the type of Christ's resurrection. And that's in the law of Numbers 17:1-10. Hallelujah. And it says that to prevent the constant complaining by Israel against Moses and Aaron, God ordered his servant to do the following. Hallelujah. Each tribal leader was to bring a wooden rod with his name on it. Aaron's name was to be printed on the rod representing the tribes of Levi. And we find that all 12 rods were then placed overnight in the tabernacle. The next morning it was discovered that Aaron's rod had budded, and it was blossoming and had ripe almonds hanging from it. And Moses then permanently placed Aaron's rod beside the sacred ark of the covenant, the sixth city of refuge, a type of the security in Christ. We find in the law of Numbers 35:6-34. All right, now we find out that Moses, after God delivered deliverance of Israel, that in the book of Deuteronomy, we find out that Deuteronomy is the eighth largest book in the Bible, in a nutshell. And this is some of the records of the final words. It was the wisdom and works of Moses, the man of God. Moses speak about the sin at Kadesh, the sin of the people, and there are 11 days journey from her. Jorah by the way of Mount Seirah unto Kadesh Barnea. Withstanding, ye would not go up, but rebel against the commandment of the Lord your God. That's in the law of Deuteronomy 1 and 2, 26th verse. Moses thus remind Israel that a trip which should have taken only 11 days from Mount Sinai to Canaan actually took nearly 40 years. And it says that the sin of the prophet, he spoke of his own sin, which would keep him out of the promised land. And we find out that in the law of Deuteronomy 1 and 37, 3 and 23 through 27, and 4 and 21 through 22, but the Lord was wroth with me for your sakes, and would not hear me. And the Lord said unto me, let it suffice thee. Speak no more until me. Speak no more unto me of this matter. Hallelujah. So we know that Moses had reassured Israel by giving a glowing description of the land of Canaan. And he said, remember and forget not how thou provokest the Lord thy God to wrath in the wilderness from the day that thou didst depart out of the land of Egypt until ye came unto this place. Ye have been rebellious against the Lord. Also in Horeb ye provoked the Lord to wrath, so that the Lord was angry with you to have destroyed you when I was gone up into the mount to receive the tablet of stone, even the tablets of the covenant which the Lord made with you. Then I abode in the mount 40 days and 40 nights, and I neither did eat bread nor drink water. In the law of Deuteronomy 9 and 7 through 9, for the Lord thy God bringeth thee into a good land, a land of brooks of water and of fig trees and plum grannies, and a land of oil and olives and honey. And we find that in the law of Deuteronomy 8 and 7 through 8. Now there was regulations, and he gave them rules concerning the following matter, as arranged in alphabetical order. And we find out that it was adultery, aliens, appeals, beast, blasphemy, blind, bigotry, central sanctuary, cities of refuge, clean and unclean animals, contempt, debts, diet, domestic situations, false prophets, feast of tabernacle, feast of weeks, first fruit, hallelujah, food, incest, inheritance, inquest, interest, judgment, juvenile delinquents, kidnapping, legal procedures, hallelujah, loans, marriages and divorce, military, moving a landmark, Passover, prejudice, personal hygiene, preventing justice, poor, priest, property, proposition, prostitution, punishment, rape, retribution, Sabbath, sabbatical year, seduction, servitude, slavery, sodomy, stealing, tithes, warfare, widow. Hallelujah. Now, in one statement, we find that Moses summarized God's overall dealing with Israel in the Old Testament. Hallelujah. And he brought us out from hence that he might bring us in to give us the land which he swore unto our fathers. Now we find out, saints of God, and you that are out there in our listening audience, God take us through trials and tribulations. And the reason is that God bring us through trials and tribulations. He bring us through and take us through, and to bring us out, and that we might have a testimony. For we know that without a trial, there is no testimony. So if you don't know me by now, God said, if you don't know me by now, after everything that I've done for you, you don't know me by now. After I've healed you for terminal cancer, you don't know me by now. After I've healed you from tuberculosis, you don't know me by now. After I've healed you from sugar diabetes, you don't know me by now. After I took you from off the streets and put you into an apartment, you don't know me by now. After I took you off Patton Turn, after walking, I've taken you off of riding your bicycle, I've taken you off of riding your scooter and put you in an automobile, but you don't know me by now. Hallelujah. After I've taken you from being unable to bear children, to give you a pregnancy test that you're able to bear a child now, you don't know me by now. After I have taken you from unemployed and put you on the payroll, you don't know me by now. So if you don't know me by now, now is a good time to know God. God is faithful, saints of God, and you that are out there listening in digital radio audience, God is faithful. His word is true. You don't have to doubt God. You can doubt your husband. You can doubt your wife. You can doubt your children. You can doubt your friend. But please don't doubt God. God don't lack doubters. God do not lack us to doubt him. Because if we doubt God, that's just like saying that God is a liar. When we doubt God's word, we have to take God's word for what it is worth and what it stands for. If God's word was good over 2,000 light years ago, I come to tell you that his word is good right now. If it was good for the Israelites then, it's good for the new. I forgot my thought, Lord. But it's good for us right now. It's good for these Israelites. That's my word I'm looking for. We are the new generation of Israelites, so to speak. So if it was good for them, back in Jesus' time, when he walked the earth, it is good right now. It is good right now. Hallelujah. So I'm going to keep on because, like I said, I know I don't have much time. And I'm going to try to squeeze as much in here as I possibly can. So we know, hallelujah, that God was faithful. And we will just talk a little bit about the faithful of God, or the faithfulness of God. We find out that the children of Israel, they lack nothing. For 40 long years, in the law of Deuteronomy 2 and 7, we find out that they lack nothing. Now, isn't that just like God, to take care of his children for 40 long years? That's a long time to take care of someone without, you know, any flare-ups, any letdowns, and any setbacks. But we know that God both fed them, he gave them food and clothing. He had been providing for them. He cared for the Israelites as an eagle cared for his own. And he did all of this in spite of their constant sin. Hallelujah. The word of God tells us that don't add or take away from it. Deuteronomy 4 and 1, through 2 through 7. He said to teach it to your sons and your daughters, and you shall teach them to your children, speaking of them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, and when thou risest up, and thou shalt write them upon the doorpost of thy house, and upon the gates, in the law of Deuteronomy 11 and 19 through 20. Meditate upon it personally. Therefore shall ye lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes. That's Deuteronomy 11 and 18. Hallelujah, the person of God. Now, we see that I am he. And the Lord says, and there is no God, hallelujah, with me. These are the words of God. He said, I kill and I make alive. I wound and I heal. Neither is there any that can deliver out of my hands. For I lift up my hands to heaven and say, I live forever. Deuteronomy 32 and 39 through 40. And so, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. We know that the love of God, for thou are a holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God that has chosen thee to be a special people unto himself. So God chose Israel to be a special people unto himself. He said, above all people that upon the face of this earth, you are my chosen people. I love you more than any person or any people on this planet. And it said that the Lord did not set his love upon you, nor chose you because you were more in numbers. God did not choose the children of Israel because they was more in numbers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. But he said that than any other people, for ye were the fewest. God said that the children of Israel was the fewest of all people. But because the Lord loved you, and because he would keep the oath which he had sworn unto your fathers, has the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you out of the house of bondage from the hand of Pharaoh, the king of Israel. I'm sorry, the king of Egypt. Deuteronomy 7 and 6 through 8. Hallelujah. So we know that out of the 12 tribes, Moses, he briefed them, and Moses went and spake these words unto all Israel, and he said unto them, I am 120 years old this day. I can no more go out and come in. Also the Lord hath said unto me, thou hast not go over this Jordan. The Lord thy God, he will go over before thee, and he will destroy these nations from before thee. And thou shalt possess them, and Joshua, he shall go over before thee, as the Lord had said. This in the law of Deuteronomy 31, 1 through 3. And he brought us out from hence, that he might bring us in. And that's what I first stated. God, take us through trials and tribulations. Saints of God and friends and you that are out there and are listening, digital audience on tonight. God carry you through trials and tribulations. You can't get around it. You can't get by it. But you can get through it by the help of God. God will bring you through by way of escape. Hallelujah. So we find that to give us the land which he swore unto our fathers, Moses blessed them. And we find that his legacy of the written word, and Moses wrote this law and delivered it unto the priests, the sons of Levi, which bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord, and to all the elders of Israel. And it came to pass, when Moses had made an end of writing the words of this law in a book until they were finished, that Moses commanded the Levites, which bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord, saying, take this book of the law and put it in the side of the ark of the covenant of the Lord, your God, that it might be there for a witness against thee. This is in the law of Deuteronomy 31 and 9. And so we know that, hallelujah, what God required of Israel is that God required them to fear him, fear the Lord thy God. And he said to walk in all of his ways and to love him. God wants us to love him and to serve the Lord thy God with all of thy heart, with all of thy soul, hallelujah, and to keep the commandments of the Lord and his statute, which I commanded thee this day for thy good. And so we find out, hallelujah, that God wants us to love him. God wants us to take him at his word. God don't want us to be a doubting Thomas. But we find out that Thomas had to see the scars that was on Jesus after his resurrection. He wanted to see the nail scars that was in his hand. He had to see that the nail scars that was pierced in his side. He wanted to see the scars from the crown of thorns that was placed upon Jesus' head. So God despises doubters and unbelievers of his undisputed truth. And so God stretched out his wrath amongst the children of Israel. God spread out his wrath. And you know, we find out that God only spreads out his wrath when he's angry, when he is tired of dealing with people of unbelief. And after God had showed all of his signs and wonders to them, hallelujah, they continued to murmur against Moses and against Aaron and the whole congregation, and that they would, that God would have died, that they would have died in the land of Egypt. and be in the wilderness. And so we find out that as a people, as a nation, we are not thankful enough. We are not appreciative enough for all the things that God has already performed in our lives. Yet we are complaining, never satisfied until Almighty God. And we find out that after God has delivered them out of Egypt, they accuse God of bringing them into this place to fall by the wayside. I would like to encourage you on tonight. Don't doubt God. God said he would never leave us nor forsake us, and that he would be with us until the end of the earth. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we find out that they wanted a captain to lead them and return them back to Egypt. But I'd like to make this reservation. Why would you want to return to a place of unknown uncertainty, a place of captivity, roaming around like a rooster with his head cut off or dismounted from his body? Now, mind you, there were Joshua and Caleb were among them that searched out the land and rented their clothes. And they said unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying that, hey, y'all, the land which we pass through to search it is exceedingly good land. And if the Lord delight and is well pleased, so they find out if God is pleased, then he will bring us into that land and give it unto us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. And we can accept the fact that they rebel. And they rebellious against the Lord. They rebel against God. And they refuse to heed to his word and his word of warning. And so God got so angry until he said unto Moses, how long will this people provoke me? How long will it be? They believe me not. After all the signs and wonders I have performed before their very eyes. And in closing, we find out that there are people right today in this 21st century. All that God has done for you, he's worked miracles in your life before your very eyes, and you are the ultimate witness of those events, of God's sovereignty in your life. Yet, you don't know God. If you don't know me by now, God would say, you will never know me. So I would encourage you to get to know God today. You that are out there in our listening digital audience, get to know Jesus today. Get to know God. Take him at his word. God has done so many things for you. He has performed so many miracles in your life. Don't make God angry to the point that God would spike you and do harmful things to you. God could do what he want to with you. When he stretch out his wrath, God do as he pleases. So I would just like for you to take God at his word. God would do everything that he said he would do. And we find out that for the children of Israel, God had been their protection. God had appeared as their cloud standing over them and going before them by daytime in a pillar of cloud and in a pillar of fire by night. There God goes again, showing his omnipotent power. If you don't know me by now, you will never know me. And God hath pardoned according to thy word. God said, as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. All of these men which have seen my glory and my miracles which he performed in Egypt and in the wilderness and have tempted me not one time but 10 times and have not hearkened and taken heed to my voice, says the Lord of hosts. Surely they shall not see the land which I sworn unto their fathers, neither those of them that have provoked God. See it, God's word declares only Caleb, because he had another spirit with him, and he had followed God faithfully, and that he would bring him into the land. So we know that the Canaanites, hallelujah, they dwelt in the valley. And he said that he would go into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea. The Lord spoke unto Moses and Aaron, saying, how long shall I bear with this evil congregation? They're self-centered. This wayward crowd of people, you had murmured against me. I have heard the murmuring of the children of Israel, which ye murmuring against me. God said, as truly as I live, said the Lord, as you have spoken in my ears, so will I do to you. Your carcasses shall fall in this wilderness, all that were numbered of you, however many of you that offended me in your murmuring. The whole number from 20 years of age and above, which have been guilty of murmuring against me. Doubtless ye shall not come into the land concerning which I have sworn to make you dwell therein. God saved Caleb and Joshua, the little ones which he said should be a prey. Them will I bring in and make known the land ye have despised. So, in closing, I would say, if you don't know me by now, says the Lord, get to know Jesus and take him at his word. His word is true. All 66 books, from the law of Genesis through the conclusion, law of Revelation. I hope and pray that I've said something to inject your spirit and to infuse your mind. As I have brought unto you the divine word of truth, until we meet again, I want you to go in God as God go in you. Bye for now.